VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a staunch liberal icon on the court for nearly three decades, has died. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
The U.S. Supreme Court has announced that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the longest-serving woman on the U.S. Supreme Court, has died at the age of 87. In a statement, the court said Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died this evening, surrounded by her family at her home in Washington, D.C., due to complications of metastatic pancreas cancer. Ginsburg was a strong liberal voice on issues dividing the nation, battling cancer for years. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Donald Trump again touted progress on a coronavirus vaccine Friday, telling a news conference that as soon as a vaccine is approved, widespread distribution will begin immediately. Speaking at the White House, the president said distribution would begin within 24 hours after notice, adding that he expects to have enough vaccines available for every American by April.
We'll have manufactured at least 100 million vaccine doses before the end of the year, and likely much more than that. Hundreds of millions of doses will be available every month, and we expect to have enough vaccines for every American by April.
As of now, there are several trials underway around the world, but a safe and effective vaccine has not been produced. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has said a viable vaccine might not be ready until the middle of next year. A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in negative territory. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped 0.88%. The S&P was off by 1.12%. The NASDAQ lost 1.07%. This is VOA News. Early voting in the U.S. presidential election began in four states Friday, including Virginia and the battleground state of Minnesota. In Fairfax County, Virginia, election workers were scrambling to open an additional voting room at the county government center. Fairfax County voter David Apatoff says the early voting line was extremely long, but it was worth it.
We're not taking any chances that the attacks to undermine the Postal Service or to discourage voters have an impact. We want to get our votes on the line.
Voting also began in Minnesota, where voters are expected to vote by mail in record numbers. That state's Secretary of State said more than 900,000 residents have already requested absentee ballots. Both President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden campaigned in that state on Friday. Israel has entered a second nationwide lockdown on Friday at the onset of the Jewish High Holy Day season. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Residents have been told to stay mostly at home for Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, traditionally seen as a time for families to gather. Israeli police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld.
And these rules and regulations will continue until the 11th of the month, in another 3 weeks' time, in order to prevent the spread of COVID-19 across the country.
The country's initial lockdown was imposed in late March and eased in May as new coronavirus cases tapered off, reaching low single-digit numbers. But in the past week, new cases have reached daily highs of over 5,000, and Israeli leaders now acknowledge that they lifted measures too soon.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. The UN's top human rights body on Friday passed a resolution backed by the European Union seeking quick and enhanced scrutiny of alleged violations in Belarus by authorities under President Alexander Lukashenko. The Human Rights Council voted 23-2 with 22 abstentions on the resolution. It calls on the UN Human Rights Chief to look into the situation of rights in the former Soviet Republic and report back by the end of the year. The 47-member body rejected 17 amendments that had sought to alter the language. The vote followed a dramatic, urgent debate in which Belarus and backers like China, Russia, and Venezuela sought to muzzle speakers like Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, a former English teacher who placed second to Lukashenko in the country's disputed presidential election last month. The Netherlands launched a bid Friday to hold Syria responsible under international law for gross human rights violations. The Dutch said they decided to take action after an attempt to refer the situation in Syria to the International Criminal Court was vetoed in the UN Security Council. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.